a G20 summit gathering together some of the world's richest and expanding economies will be held this weekend in Washington, D.C. to discuss the current financial crisis. The British-based charity Catholic Agency for Overseas Development, or CAFOD, is calling for the United Nations to be the real forum for decision-making as poorer countries have no voice in the G20. The head of policy for CAFOD, Joanne Green, spoke of what they hope will emerge from the meeting and how climate change should be on the agenda.
The meeting has been called to address how the world should respond to the current financial crisis and potential economic downturn. It's the world's biggest economy, some of whom are very well established, like Britain and the US and Germany, and other countries who are kind of coming up there and will probably be the biggest economies of the future. It's actually a self-selected group, and I suppose that's one of CAFOD's concerns, really. It's where are the voices of poor countries going to be in this process? Basically, the architects of the current system that are those same countries, and they're the ones that have created this problem. And what we're calling for is for the UN to be the main forum for decision making, because all countries are included, and where also civil society groups like charities and trade unions can have a say. The second thing is that we really want to make sure that this is actually an opportunity to address climate change, because this is actually a big opportunity if we're looking at reforming the international economic and financial system, to put climate change and to put environmental sustainability at its heart, as well as poor people.